Yeah, it was kind of an interesting vote, and, you know, the gasoline prices are really tough right now. It's hard on people, especially those on fixed incomes and who don't make a lot of money. They'd already doubled basically over the last year, and then now that this whole Ukraine-Russia tension thing is going on, that's just increasing it more, and it hurts. It hurts people. So, yeah, so six of my DFL colleagues in the House recently offered a proposal to have a what we might call a Minnesota gas tax holiday between Memorial Day and Labor Day, where we would remove the gas tax during that time, the Minnesota gas tax. We'd give a little bit of something to help people out. And so I'm not typically in favor of tax holidays because they're more temporary in nature, and also they typically are a little more politically driven because of an election year, but I won't get into that part. But I would support this just because we need to give people a break as much as we can on the cost of things. It's really tough on people. So on Monday, House Republicans actually tried to bring that bill up to suspend the rules and bring it up for a vote to get it going. And unfortunately, I don't know what was going on, but the Democrats voted it down, so including five of the six bill authors. So I don't know what happened. But at any rate, I guess what I support, I want to see, I don't really want temporary tax relief. I want people to see permanent relief. And I've talked about this with you before, but things that will help family budget, like, you know, get rid of tax on Social Security, or there's the 2% provider tax that we all pay when we go to the doctor, the dentist, we're all hospitals, whatever, we're paying 2% on all of those costs for this provider tax, which I've been a champion of trying to get rid of that before, too. So I say let's get some permanent tax relief into people's pockets so they have more of their money to spend on, you know, to make life work, because between gas and groceries and everything, it's getting tough on people.